The leader of the North Carolina Senate will not push legislation to remove the Confederate flag as an option on some state license plates, as Governor Pat McCrory has called for. Senate Leader Phil Berger says he won't take legislative action because the governor can ban the plate without it. WFAE's Ben Bradford reports North Carolina has tried that before and lost in court.
The Department of Motor Vehicles has issued over 2,000 specialty plates for the Sons of Confederate Veterans, which include the Confederate flag. Governor Pat McCrory says if he had the authority, he'd ban any more.
If I did, I'd do it right today.
That audio courtesy of WUNC. North Carolina law lists what plates the DMV can offer and to whom. It takes a new law to remove one, says DMV spokesman Steve Abbott.
The legislature approves whatever specialty plates are offered by the DMV.
Senate Leader Phil Berger argues lawmakers don't need to in this case because the law doesn't explicitly list the Sons of Confederate Veterans. Berger declined an interview, but a spokeswoman writes the executive branch has the discretion to deal with the issue. But that's been tried before. In 1997, when the Sons of Confederate Veterans applied for its specialty plate, the administration tried to block it. The group sued and won. A judge ruled the license plate law protects the group, and to change state law requires action from lawmakers. For WFAE News, I'm Ben Bradford.